everyone! It's Mr. Charlton here, and this is Audio Story 555. Now, the next story has been chosen by Maya. Hello, Maya! And I have been told, Maya, that you celebrated your birthday this weekend. So happy birthday to you. The story I'm going to read is called A Kitten Called Moonlight. Are you ready? Okay, let's begin. A Kitten Called Moonlight by Martin Waddell. I'd like my story again, Charlotte said. Which story? Asked the mummy. The one I like best about moonlight and me, Charlotte said. I thought that's the one, well, I thought you might like that one, mummy said. Once there was a white kitten called Moonlight, mummy said. We don't know why he was called Moonlight, Charlotte said. We just know he got lost. That's right, mummy said. The little kitten was lost and alone and wandering around. It was a cold winter night. The little kitten was crying, said Charlotte. Maybe he wanted someone to find him. Maybe he did. We don't know. Then a big something came. It was a car, Charlotte said. I'll bet the little kitten had never seen a car before, Mummy said. He was scared and he hid. The car light shone into the dark and there were two shiny bright eyes. Somebody saw them. I know who saw them. I know who saw them, said Charlotte. It was a little girl, Mummy said. She had been to a party. The little girl told her mummy she had seen something move in the dark. There's something down there by the boats, Charlotte said. That's what the little girl told her mummy. That's what the little girl told her. Yes, mummy said. But her mummy hurried her into the house. She didn't want her to catch a cold. What happened then? Asked Charlotte. The little girl had to have her supper and her mummy put her to bed. Later she came to see if the little girl was asleep. But the little girl's bed was empty, said Charlotte. The quilt was thrown right back and the little girl wasn't there. My goodness, where can she be? Thought her mummy. Something like that, mummy said. Her mummy searched all over the house. Oh, I like this part, Charlotte said. She found the little girl curled up by the window, gazing out at the dark sea and the moonlight that shone on the shore. What are you doing out of bed? Asked her mummy. There's something down there by the sea. I know there is. That's what the little girl told her mummy, said Charlotte. Yes, she did, mummy said. And her mummy didn't believe there was. But she thought for a minute and said, we'll take a look and try to find out. The little girl and her mummy went down to the shore, Charlotte said. Yes, mummy said. They searched and they searched and they searched and they searched. But they couldn't find anything. Something was here, said the little girl. She knew she was right, Charlotte said. Yes, mummy said. But her mummy still didn't believe her. She told the little girl, we'll take one more look just in case. The little girl and her mummy walked out by the rocks. There was only the moonlight to see by. They walked right out by the edge of the sea. And what do you think they saw there? It was a kitten, said Charlotte. A little white kitten, said Mummy, all thin and bony and cold. It was on a rock with the sea splashing around it. The poor little kitten was hungry and scared. The little girl and her mummy got splashed, but they rescued the little kitten. And the little girl carried him all the way home. She gave the kitten some warm milk, and he went to sleep in her arms. And after a while, the little girl felt sleepy too. And her mummy carried her and the little kitten upstairs. She took the little girl in her bed, all cosy, and... You've forgotten the best part, said Charlotte. Her mummy said if no one owned the kitten, they could keep him forever and ever and ever. She said they could find a good name for the kitten, and the little girl knew right away what it should be. Moonlight! Moonlight would be a good name, she told her mummy. We'd never have found him without the moonlight. So that's what they called their kitten, mummy said. Now you've told me the end of the story. Oh, we love that story, don't we, Moonlight? Charlotte said. And I know why, said mummy. We love it because it's about us, Charlotte said. Moonlight and Mummy and Me. The end. Boys and girls, what a fantastic story. All about Charlotte, her mummy, and Moonlight, the cat. What a fantastic story to read on this wonderful Tuesday evening. I hope you enjoyed it just as much as I did. Now, I have a couple of questions for you to try and answer. Question number one. What is the name of the cat? Question number two. What colour is the cat? Good luck. 3, 2, 1. Bye, bye, bye.